LAC LABICHE, two high-risk arrests, complete with an RCMP armored vehicle, officers in tactical gear, winter camouflage and RCMP police dogs, have resulted in two men being charged in connection to the recent death of a LAC LABICHE man. Tyrone Jake Deschambeau, 26, and Wayne Ryan Blood, 37, have both been charged with second-degree murder in the death of 41-year-old Conrad Oliver Boostrom. The LAC LABICHE man's body was found at a home in the Beaver Lake Cree Nation last Saturday by police responding to reports of multiple gunshots. Arrests in two separate events within a few hours of each other on the night of November 23 and November 24, Blood and Deschambeau were arrested without incident. Both arrests were made with a large police presence. In one of the arrests, a portion of the LAC LABICHE hamlet was blocked off as marked police vehicles, as well an armored RCMP tactical vehicle and black Suburban surrounded a home. Although police have not confirmed the exact locations of the arrests, some witnesses reported seeing officers with guns drawn and a military-looking vehicle near 104th Street and 102nd Avenue on Tuesday evening. Witnesses say the police presence lasted less than half an hour. RCMP spokesperson Corp. Deanna Fontaine understands that residents would be surprised to see such an event unfolding in their streets, explaining the tactical response as the best way to carry out a potentially dangerous arrest. "We understand it can be intimidating when you see heavily armed police," she said, explaining that in the context of a crime involving firearms and a fatality, all precautions are taken. "We do this when we are uncertain about an individual who is connected to this kind of a crime. The level of response is to do all that can be done to protect the officers, the individuals being arrested and the general public," she said. Both Deschambeau and Blood have been remanded into custody. Their first court appearance is on November 29 in LAC LABICHE Provincial Court.